did a radio show. You go first.
Yeah, okay. I did. Yeah, I'm good. Okay. I'm good. Yep. Thanks.
Have a safe trip back.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. Good luck to you.
Did you want to make some comments first?
Sure.
We'll start with some opening comments from Coach, and then we can take questions.
Well, it's been the story kind of our non-conference road swing we've had, playing a lot of road games. We've put together about 25 minutes to 30 minutes, and we just have that 8 to 10-minute lull. And obviously, to start that second half, we came out, a couple loose balls, we didn't get on them. They ended up making a three, and then we didn't talk on defense. They kind of set some back screens. We didn't communicate. We didn't bump. We didn't switch, and we gave up a couple dunks, lob dunks. So, you know, just slow start. And then on offense, we came down. They did a good job guarding us and couldn't knock down some shots, and they went on a run. So, overall, just one of those games that I thought we were competing well in the first half. I thought the first half could go either way. I thought I was very proud of our guys, how we played. Hoping to go into halftime with the lead, but obviously going in down four, we felt we were in good shape. We just had to come out fast in the second half. We talked about it at halftime, about making some plays, and we just weren't able to do that. And then once you dig yourself a hole against the Wisconsin team, a coach team by Bo Ryan, when you're down 10 or 12 points, it's hard. You got to chip away slowly, but that 10 points sometimes feels like it's 20. When you play other teams, you feel like you can get right back in it, but against them, they work the clock. They're patient, they take their time, and we just had way too many defensive breakdowns in the second half to make any type of run. And with that being said, going on the road to a high major school, 54 points just ain't going to get it done either. So, you know, it's that second half, we need to find ways to just lock up a little bit better defensively and then execute better offensively and knock down some shots, and we weren't able to do that. Questions? Yes.
Brian, you mentioned the defense in the second half, but did it start with that run by Evans in the first half where you guys, I think, were up seven, about 6.5 minutes left, and then they finally started getting some open looks and getting some shots?
Yeah, they won that last segment. You know, I think we won the first three segments, the first three TV timeouts, and that last segment they won. I think we had some breakdowns defensively. We got driven, I think. You know, that's one thing we've been working hard on is just closeouts and staying down and keeping that ball in front better, and we're leaving our feet. We got a little bit too anxious, and they made that good run to end the half. And I know they got to the foul line, and we didn't throughout the game, and that's always key is you got to get to that foul line and you got to win that free throw battle, and we weren't able to do that. And so definitely they ended the half with a little bit of momentum, but still, you know, I thought overall for 15 minutes of that first half, we played pretty good. And we just needed to come out and do that again in the second half, and it was going to be a good game. But we just obviously, they jumped on us, and we started slow.
Yep. Brian, do you take more out of the first 17 minutes of this game or what happened in the second half? What do you take out of this game?
Well, with our group, with being on the road so much and having some tough losses and just not putting it together, I'll take more out of the first half. You know, we need some positivity with that group right now. We had expectations coming in to win more games. We've had our ups and downs. We've had flashes of what we can do, and they all know what we can do, and I believe in what we can do. But I'll probably take more out of that first 20 minutes and just build on that with these home games coming up for us finally. So we're looking forward to get back to Green Bay, playing in the Rec Center, and hopefully, well, obviously we're playing some very good teams, but hopefully we can put some good basketball together.
Just Alec being able to at least stay out of foul trouble, Brian.
Yeah, he was out of foul trouble till the last 4 minutes, so that's pretty good. gets a moving screen every first half. It's pretty amazing. But you know, he stayed out of foul trouble. I thought he was aggressive with his play, taking good. I thought he took some pretty good shots, and he was aggressive in the post, trying to get to the foul line. I thought, you know, Alec got to the foul line four times, and Kiefer did not get to the foul line. And I thought both of them really got to the rim and were aggressive, so that was good. You know, we got to keep building on that and keep doing that because we got to get to that foul line and make some free throws.
Anything else for Coach? All right.
Thanks,
Coach.
Thanks, Brad.
Thanks, Rob.
Andrew, I'm going to have to cut. I got like 10 days.
We'll see you.
Yep.